From our Stars and Dogs segment, it's time for this week's Dog.
Sure. So the dog of the week, this is a company that is currently being impacted by some of the rhetoric that's going on between Canada and the U.S. right now with respect to trade in the lumber industry. So this is Resolute Forest Products. The symbol is RFP. It was down 15% this week. They're a Quebec-based paper and lumber producer, and they reported that they are expecting to have to cut jobs soon as they face U.S. trade actions on two fronts. So a quote from the CEO, Richard Garneau, on Thursday in an interview when he disclosed weak first quarter results, he said that job losses are it is unavoidable. His quote was, "It is unavoidable in my opinion because of the disruption in the market." And by disruption, he is speaking about the proposed duties for the lumber industry. So the company has deposited $43 million with the U.S. Department of Commerce for duties that are owed since November 2015 on imports of paper, which is mainly used in magazines, catalogs, advertising inserts, and whatnot. The annual cost of duties is about $25 million, and it expects to pay $17 million U.S. this year and $50 million annually for countervailing lumber duties. So Garneau said fighting both trade actions has been very disruptive to the company. They face 12.8% preliminary duty for lumber, less than the 19.9% retroactive duties applied to other Quebec and Ontario producers. So looking at the quarterly results in the latest financial report, first quarter results, Resolute said that it lost $47 million or 52 cents per share. This is compared to a loss of $8 million or 9 cents per share a year ago. On an adjusted basis, the loss was $30 million or 33 cents per share, which is well short of the 8 cents per share in profit that was forecast by analysts. A year ago, adjusted losses were $22 million or 25 cents per share. And sales in the first quarter were also down 1%, $872 million. So clearly, this is a situation where you have a company that is battling a lot of adversity here. There's regulatory issues that they're facing. They're not profitable right now. They're not meeting analyst expectations. Sales are declining. Not only 1% in the quarter, but they are moving in the wrong direction. And for such a low margin style business like this, even a 1% drop in revenues can have a major impact to the bottom line. So this is definitely a dog of the week, and it's not something that we would be touching anytime soon.